So I'm wondering if any of you have had one of those days. For me, one of those days usually involves meetings scattered all over the greater Boston area. I usually start with a staff meeting first thing here at the church, followed maybe by an appointment all the way down in Norwood, followed by another meeting here at the church, followed by a committee on ministry meeting over in New Inn, followed by something or another over in Cambridge. And then, if on that day the stars are aligned perfectly against me, my wife will have some obligation over at her church in South Boston, for which she will have to leave directly from work, which means that somewhere into this chaotic mess I'm calling a day, I have to fit a midday trip back to our apartment in Waltham to take our lovin' Lucille dog out for a walk, a little bit of a constitutional. Have you ever had one of those days? One of those days where you're just scrambling to stay above water? One of those days where the thought of stopping for 5 minutes to have lunch gives you an anxiety attack? One of those days where you get to the end of it and you look back at everything you got through and you're frankly amazed that you were able to pull it off? Have you ever had one of those days? So it turns out, according to social scientists, those kinds of days are actually on the rise for Americans. And most of us would like to think that this has to do with our increased productivity, that with all these technological advances we have around us, that we are able to do more and more and more. But economists actually point out that that is a lie. And in fact, productivity in America has been stagnant for about 20 years. So we're actually doing no more work than we ever have, but we're getting busier and busier and busier and busier nonetheless. So it turns out that somewhere along the line in America, busyness became a status symbol. We highly esteem people who are able to maintain high levels of activity for extended periods of time, often without regard as to whether they're actually accomplishing anything or not with all that activity. We tend to equate busyness with importance. We think those who are really busy must be really important. We equate busyness with goodness. You know that there's that old saying that idle hands are the devil's playground. But whether or not you actually buy into this philosophy that busyness is good, there's no doubt in my mind that you feel the pressure it exerts on your life. It's in the air we breathe. There's pressure to always be doing more, always be at it, always be moving, always be active. The pressure is there, and it's real. But I'm not here this morning to give you advice how to run your careers, how to run your businesses. Maybe you have a career that requires that you always be harried, that you always have to be on the move. We're not going to judge you for that. But we run into a problem when we bring this tendency towards busyness into our lives of faith, into our faith lives, into our relationship with God. And in fact, what I think Paul is saying in today's passage is that when it comes to our relationship with God, we need to take that tendency towards busyness, and we need to crumple it up, and we need to toss it out the window. Because then, right smack dab in the middle of this admittedly long passage, Paul says this. He says, even before God created the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ that we may be holy and without fault in His eyes. Even before God created the world, He loved us and chose us that we may be holy and without fault in His eyes. Now, what that means for us is that even before God created the world, even before any of us were born, even before any of us matured into the wonderful adults that the majority of us are, Even before we went out and we bought iPhones and Samsung Galaxies that let us be accessible to the rest of the world 24/7, even before we busied our hands with the doing of things that we thought would make us more acceptable or lovable in the eyes of God, even before we busied our hearts and our minds with the believing of things that we thought would make us more lovable and acceptable in the eyes of God, before all that, God already loved us and chose us and claimed us as God's own. Already. A lot of times we show up to church and we have this mentality that this is a place to be busy. We almost think of church as a job where we come in and we put in a Sunday's of work, and then maybe at the end of the week, at the end of our lives, we'll get a divine paycheck in the form of heaven. But I think in today's passage, Paul is saying that church, that a life of faith is not like a job. It's not like a job at all. It's not something you need to busy yourself doing. I think Paul would say that church, that a relationship with God is more like a marathon. And it's kind of like a marathon where you show up to the starting line, and even before the gun sounds, someone comes up to you and tells you that someone already ran the race for you, and by the way, you came in first, so why don't you go ahead and just enjoy the jog? I think Paul would say that church and a life of faith is not like a job, but it's more like getting on the highway and you pull up to a toll booth, and the toll collector says, the toll's already been paid for you, so why don't you go ahead and just enjoy your drive? I think Paul would say that church and a life of faith is not like your everyday life. It's not like the busyness of the world. I think Paul would say that a life of faith is like getting out of bed in the morning, pulling out your to-do list, and finding that someone has already checked off all the items for you. So go ahead and breathe. Just breathe. Because if you bring busyness into a life of faith, you are missing the entire point of the Christian message, which is not about what you can do for God to make yourself more lovable in the eyes of God. But the Christian message is about what God has done for us and living a life of grateful response. Just breathe. The marathon has already been won. The tolls have already been paid. The checkboxes have all already been checked. So just go ahead and breathe, because it's going to be one of those days. One of those days where you are loved more than you deserve, and one of those days that you will be loved by God more than you will ever know. Amen.